Hi, welcome to the Panther Sports Report. I'm Jim Juneau, the Sports Information Director at Virginia Union University. And recently we have released the 2024 football schedule, which features games against Kentucky State University and also Hampton University. And I'm talking now with Coach Alvin Parker, Athletic Director and Head Football Coach here at Virginia Union. Coach, welcome to the report.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, this is going to be an interesting season. I mean, this is
correct.
Starting with Kentucky State University, and that is going to be in what we call Week Zero.
Correct.
Which is August 31st. It's going to be one of the earliest starts to a season in recent memory, I believe.
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct about that, Jim. With us playing what's now known as Week Zero, it's going to be something that the NCAA approved back in January that, you know, all other divisions have it, you know, Division One, Division Three, NAIA. So it's just kind of being introduced to Division Two. So it's something that we're excited about. But it doesn't really change a whole lot for us, I think, because our first game this past year was, I think, September 2nd. So it's a matter of about maybe 2 to 3 days different, you know. So it's something, you know, that we just wanted to make sure we took advantage of with the NCAA passing it, simply because it gives us a bye week during the season now.
And now officially, the game right now is going to be at Kentucky State in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go up there. You know, of course you want, you know, somebody to kind of make the game something special and all that, but, you know, we agreed to a contract. It'll be a home-and-home contract where, you know, we'll go to them this year, 2024, and they'll come back to us in 2025. But, you know, a lot of people have been talking outside with it being something of a different type of game, but we just wanted to make sure that the game was scheduled with both universities and their administration, and everybody was on board, and our administration and everybody was on board, and we made it happen, you know, to get a region contest. You know, we haven't played those guys since I've been here, and Jim, you might know the history of when these guys ever played against Virginia Union.
I think they do. 1987 yeah. was the last time we played the Thoroughbreds, and that was in Hovey Field. 25-7 win, I believe. 37 years, though. That's a long time between games.
Yeah, Coach Taylor told me, I think he said if he can remember, he remember playing in those guys. So I know, I guess he was probably somewhere around as the coach then, you know. But yeah, that's an awful long time. So I'm glad we were able to get that back on the schedule. And again, it'll be somewhere we've never been before, and get the guys a chance to see a different part of the country and play against an opponent that nobody on our roster has ever played against before.
And also, speaking of teams returning to the schedule, we're going to be playing Hampton in the second week, and that's going to be down at Hampton University, correct?
Yep. You know, I'm going to be against now what's considered a CAA opponent. You know, that's going to be, you know, something a little different as far as the mixture goes, but those guys have been on the schedule before. You know, I don't think anybody right now on roster probably has played against them, because we played them, I think, back in 2001, probably. So maybe a couple guys are still around from that last game that we played them. But it's always been a good, tough contest when we went down there. You know, I think we split the last two times since I've been here. So, but anytime you get a chance to go up against a Division I opponent, it always seems to rise your level of play and do something different for your program. So, you know, we're hoping the guys can get up for it, you know. But, you know, I know they do a really good job down there with what they put together and how they compete. And those guys did a pretty good job this past year.
You got three road games to begin the season. And we hear, as you can hear, this is one of the things that makes it great recording at BUU. You do get some outside noises, especially at Hovey Field during games.
Right.
You know, and but the third game, now we have an open week after Hampton. And then the third week, we're again on the road, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we start that. We go that week against what'll start conference play for us, you know, with the new format in the CIAA with the 8-game conference schedule. You know, we'll go down to Charlotte. And we'll play against John C. Smith, who's put together a great program over the last couple of years and represented the CIAA last year in the Florida Beach Bowl, you know. So don't think those guys won about 7 games last year. So Coach Flowers is putting together an excellent program down that way. So we go down there to those guys. So it'll be a little interesting that we'll start with the first three on the road. I think it was something close to that this past year too. You know, I think this past year, we started with, you know, Ohio, Shaw, Livingstone. So we started kind of the same way. So the mixture has kind of been the same. But I think in that middle portion of the schedule, we'll kind of catch our breath in terms of not having to jump on a bus to go to play. So, you know, it's kind of the way it formed out, you know, at this point. Yeah, so that portion of the schedule, you know, with that middle portion, you know, we'll end up coming back home for three games. So having those three games on the road and, you know, followed by, you know, having three back at home, you know, for the first six. But I think the most important part of that, the schedule, is that, you know, we'll do something that we've never done, not necessarily just play a team we haven't played, but we'll have a bye week, you know, a week in the season where we can kind of do that. So, you know, in the five playing years that I've been here, we've never had a bye, you know. So, you know, that'll be something that we feel like can help us and kind of propel us to another portion of the season. And it starts for us right before conference play.
Now, you only have four home games this mm-hmm. season. Normally, we do five, but four is, I mean, we've done four before. It's nothing new for our team. And we started with the Willard Bailey Classic, and I believe it's, I want to say Shaw University. Is that the first one?
Yeah, that'll be mm-hmm. our first home game, you know, which will be the last week of September. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I say, that game is always pretty fun, mm-hmm. Not just with us and Shaw, but anytime, you know, you get to do the Willard Bailey Classic, that's always pretty good, you know. And, you know, we take it, you know, that we've had four games, home games the past 2 years, but, you know, in terms of how things went last year, you know, it was one of our highest attendance in a year, you know, even with us just having four games. So people came out to support those games we did. And anytime you get to take the show on the road to somewhere special like Canton, you know, you give up a home game for that. So, you know, so it balances out. And, you know, I think, you know, if our guys didn't play so well on the road and didn't do so well, I probably have a problem with it. But I think we do an excellent job on the road, and, you know, we'll take it as it comes.
We have, I believe it's three home games in a row. We have, first, of course, I think it's the Willard Bailey Classic, then Faculty and Staff Appreciation, and then we end up, everybody's looking at one game also, and that is homecoming. And, you know, that's going to be, it's a late homecoming. It's November 2nd. And it's also Senior Day, and it's also Military Appreciation Day. So, and it's against Lincoln, Bluefield State. And so we've never faced Bluefield State here in Hubby Field in my recollection here, which goes mm-hmm. back 20 years. So,
yeah, I mean, we haven't, not the, you're saying not the, to the, and definitely the near future, the recent future, I'm sorry, you know, we haven't faced them here. You know, you probably had to go back to the history books to kind of see when the last time that happened. But with them being, you know, one of the new kids on the block, it's always kind of good to get them in a game like this, you know. But homecoming is one of those type of games. It really don't even matter who you play. Everybody's excited. You know, homecoming is a special time around here. You know, as soon as everybody kind of got the date, they just wanted to know what the date was. We could have told them it was in December. They probably were still loaded up around here, you know. But, you know, I think everybody just kind of want to know what the date was. They really didn't matter about who the opponent was at the time, you know, more so than them guys knowing what the date was, so everybody can pick it and make it for a chance for everybody can celebrate around here. So, you know, it's just one of those type of things.
You know, I looked at the schedule, and this is something which I found and that I've never seen before. Let's throw out the Hampton game, okay, because they're a CAA school, and but we're looking at all the Division II opponents that we have in the last meeting, and I'm including the 87 Kentucky State game. In the last meeting between VUU and the opponent, we have not lost. We beat everybody last year, and when you throw in the 1987 Kentucky State game, we beat them too in the last meeting, which is really kind of a neat little stat for the fans to have.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's news to me. You know, I know we've been doing pretty well the last couple of years, and we've done pretty good in our crossover, and on our side of the division, we've done pretty well. But we rotate on the other side. We rotate a John C. Smith, and you rotate a Shaw, and you rotate a Winston, and, you know, and all those guys have been doing pretty good on their side of the conference, along with everybody, you know, that's on our side of the conference. We've been fortunate the last couple of years to be playing some good football and, you know, playing some good football at the right time, you know, that, you know, we've been able to create a stat, like you just said, Jim, that we've been able to beat some people, you know. So we're preparing. You know, spring ball starts tomorrow for us. So we're preparing to make sure that we can uphold everything that, you know, we kind of stand for with our program. So, you know, it's not a thing we're going to have to get to that August 31st to kind of find out who we are. I think we'll find out a little bit more about ourselves come tomorrow.
That was my next question. March 12th is the start of spring practice. And what time will y'all be hitting the field?
Well, we do the midday thing like we normally do. So we'll be out there tomorrow at our normal time at 11:45. So we'll kind of get it in. You know, all the guys are pretty anxious. And, you know, I think, you know, coming off of training and winter training and recruiting and everything else that we had to do in the off season, it's been a pretty busy off season. You know, it's going to be kind of good just to kind of get back out there and blow the whistle for my guys and get them all together in one space on the football field. So I'm pretty excited as well.
And some of the people coming back next year, of course, you've got your entire backfield back. Mm-hmm. Well, two of the three backfield players back. Jada Byers, Curtis Allen is back.
Yep, them two are definitely back. You know, we return quite a few starters on both sides of the ball, and we return quite a few of our specialists. You know, so it's something to build on, something to build off of. You know, and thank you to all the guys that came in and made contributions last year as graduates. But we had a lot of good underclassmen that made a bunch of contributions last year, and they'll be back as well.
I was looking at the 11 people that we had on the all CIAA team were all rookie, and we have 10. Of those players back.
You're correct. You know, so that's what we feel pretty good about around here. You know, and I think we've been having an awesome off season. You know, like I said, you know, it's been an extremely busy off season, but, you know, coming out of winter condition and mat drills and weightlifting and that portion of the year when you're doing certain things, you know, early part of recruiting, signing day, all of those things that you're kind of checking off the list. I think we've done those at an exceedingly high level, you know. So when you look back and you can kind of see, you know, the body of work and how you're doing it, you know, it makes you feel good as a coach. But again, you know, we get a chance to put this thing on the field tomorrow, and for those 2 hours when I'm out there, you know, it's a good feeling, you know, kind of locked in, you know. So we're looking forward to jumping out there.
The spring game coming up April 20th?
April 13th.
April 13th, okay, mm-hmm. April 13th.
So we'll put it in conjunction with, you know, the Panther Fest activities and everything else that's going on around here. And, you know, that's a fun time too, you know. So, you know, it gets a little warmer and everybody on campus is pretty excited. So it's going to be a fun-filled weekend that weekend of April 13th. So I think that's going to be something that everybody's going to be looking forward to, and it's going to kind of culminate us for the spring. But again, it's a bunch of activities on campus. It's almost like a homecoming in the spring type of deal around here. So those guys are pretty excited about it. I'm excited about it. You know, I'm sure the fans are going to be excited about it.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll be talking to you again probably pretty soon. We'll come over to the spring practice, see how everything's going later, maybe next week.
Let's do it.
Keep the fans informed.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks.